Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to episode number 473. Today is the Mailrite AI clone video marketing, and John once again is strutting his stuff that has made us, drumroll, number 86 in the entire world for real estate podcasts. That's right. You have found the 86th most popular real estate podcast. Congratulations. And what we're going to talk about today is video cloning, AI video clone marketing, video marketing, and we're going to talk about some real estate applications. And I am really gratified to say that this particular episode might have been inspired by something that we were doing over at Inbound REM, the company that I founded, and we've been testing video cloning. So I have some stuff to say about this. And we had actually released an actual beta test of this product in a live fire situation with a real client. And it was very hard to get to the point. It takes a long time to get people on board. It took us 2 weeks to produce the video. I can go on and on. But anyway, we're going to talk about the results, not the work. It should be super exciting. But before we do, the man behind the curtain, my own personal Oz, go ahead and introduce yourself, John, and tell the audience who you are.
Yeah, I'm going to surprise Robert. I've got a little secret that I'm going to tell him during the show that's going to surprise him. But I'm the joint founder of mail-write.com. We are an affordable CRM, but a lot more. We give you a suite of digital tools linked to your CRM that can get you or will get you some quality online leads at a very affordable price, starting at slightly under $49 a month. Back over to you, Robert.
Beautiful. All right. So for those of you that don't know, may not understand what we're talking about when we say the concept of an AI clone. A clone is where you take yourself, not anybody else, just yourself, and you go, I would like to have a talking head version of myself, like do a video. And for those of you who are really old, and actually I'm going back farther than even John will probably remember, we're talking about something similar to a more realistic version of Max Headroom. For those of you who are like me, who are Generation X or whatever we are, you're going to know exactly who
I'm talking about. Generation X by 1 year.
Okay. All right. All right, boomer. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm Generation X.
I believe you. I believe you. I know you are. I'm just screwing around.
Yeah, you are.
All right. So discover how cutting edge, anyway, the concept of a clone has fascinated me, mostly because, John, the use cases, as you know, really are deep for real estate. The amount of real estate veterans I have that are very similar to the actual case study I did, which is, okay, you have a number of different types of real estate professionals. This is a small broker who owns his own brokerage, and he really thinks he doesn't have the time to do the video. But it doesn't matter whether he does or doesn't. And he doesn't want to do it. Doesn't want to do it. Doesn't have the time. But he's a vet of 25 years. So he has plenty of knowledge, plenty of expertise. And he's very typical of a lot of the customers that I have. So telling him that there was a way to do him in video, but have us produce it, you'd be surprised, ladies and gentlemen, how many people really are excited by that. I was, for sure, surprised. So, John, that's the introduction. Before we go any further, though, John, I noticed you nodding along, and everybody cannot hear the nods over however they're listening to the show. So do me a favor and say, answer me this. With your experience, which is a little less than mine, but you've now talked to a lot of realtors, do you think that you also see and understand the need that I just kind of pointed out?
Oh, totally. Totally. And do you want a little secret, Robert?
Yeah, sure.
I looked at this over a year ago, but not quite in the same way that you looked at it. I was in the midst of doing, for my other business, a LinkedIn business-to-business campaign.
Okay.
And I was looking at the possibility of a system that could clone me. But then the system I was looking at could introduce the client's name in the video automatically. So you have one video, but your lips would change for the different first name of each client. And it was a system that's on this list, Be Human.
Okay.
I spent a lot of time on it with them, and it was a total utter failure. It was one of the worst experiences with a startup company I've ever had. But I bought it from Satsuma, a special deal, and that looks like they've continued. And I have an account with them, so I might be trying it again, because I plan to do another business-to-business outreach in the next month to 2 months, and I would like this. But in general, I've just been, with the research I've done this week, I've just been blown away how far some of these platforms have got. It's just mind-boggling, Robert.
It is only a matter of time before you cannot tell. And I'm very grateful that I've been getting so much pressure from my personal social circle to keep my eyes very firmly locked on how and what's happening in AI. Because I looked at it and then discarded it. And I'm still, even with the video that we've produced, that we sent out to our audience, which, by the way, for those of you who are interested, you can go to YouTube.com/aboutinboundrem, and you will find my video already posted there of the test, essentially the generative AI video, if you're curious to see what it looks like. But I have to say that I wasn't there, John. I'm still not there. It was a beta, but it's probably the most explosive beta I've ever done. Like I'm not, I didn't really tell anybody, you included, that it was ready for full time. I'm just looking at it and trying to see what can be done. And I found a client that was willing to do it with this. And then I had a whole bunch of clients message me going, yeah, let's do it. And I'm like, whoa, it's not really ready. And I have to charge you, because here's a few things that you may not know, John. I spent 2 weeks of my own time on that video. It was no joke.
Oh, it's the prices, some of the resources that I've given you. Are other agencies that have been showing what they're doing on YouTube. And it's a multi-step process that, you know, a team, obviously they will get quicker, but there's some agencies, and I've given you some resources, and it's just amazing. I've given you some of the tools which they've recommended. So I've spent, you know, I don't watch American television, so I just do research on stuff. it's really very impressive, Robert.
Just one more small wind-up, because this is the introduction and the DIY part. Well, it is DIY. You could do it yourself, but here's what it took for us to do it, John. Number one, we needed HeyGen for the deepfake, which is, we're going to review that service towards the end of this podcast. ChatGPT, John and I haven't talked about it specifically, but certainly everybody should know who and what that is at this point. We use that for the script, which, by the way, the only complaint that we did get from the client about this product was the script. So I feel like I handed this off to a team, and I felt like I didn't oversight it very much. And when the product came out, I still didn't oversight it very much. And I feel like the team made a small mistake in letting ChatGPT write the script. They certainly made a mistake in that they didn't reach out to the client to get approval for the script, because all of us were just like, huh, wonder what we can do with this. It was really a test. Then we used Adobe Premiere Pro for compiling and editing. And that is where it took us all the time, John.
Oh, I've got some tools that might help you with that, Robert.
I love to hear about them. So, and then we used Canva for stock media and other elements that we added into the video, which, once again, the very few little pieces of pushback that we had from the client were on the stock media and the elements. But that was because the client didn't provide these things to us in advance. And that is the nature of this job, which is so fucking frustrating, because The client was asked for the deliverables. They did not give them to us. So we went ahead with our pre-discussed project and produced them using what we could get our hands on and get the rights to in a fairly inexpensive way, because it was all on my dime, not his. And then he looked at it and said, "This general stuff is crap. Let me give you the real thing." And I'm like, "Buddy, it was going to take me another 4 hours to get my video editor back in here and change this stuff for the things that we asked you in the first place."
Obviously, Robert's having a little bit of a day, but in fairness to Robert, you did show me the video, a bit of it. I thought you did a really great job.
Thank you. Thank you. And it really, all the credit goes to the teams. The credit I get is as a leader with a focus on the effort, not the
action. I thought your team did a great job as a beta.
Yeah. I was really impressed. Actually, my entire company was really impressed. We were all shocked about how far we got with this beta. I strongly recommend everybody listening to the show reads it. So having said all that, we're going to jump into reviewing some tools that might do something like that for you, the people there listening.
I'm sorry to jump in, but I think we should leave the tools for the second half, but I think what we should cover in this first half, just the end of the first half, is what are some of the major lessons that you learned in doing your own beta? Is there anything that you observed? Some insights that you could see.
Right now, AI, this type of AI at least, is a long ways away from being even close to as efficient as just doing the video yourself. Like, it was so not even a comparison. It took us weeks of work to build this beta. And it's a ridiculous amount of effort so somebody can avoid 5 minutes in front of a camera. Like, really. That's my if you want to know what my knee jerk was, John, I looked at 2 weeks worth of work and close to 50 billable hours, which we didn't bill for, and then said, but all of this could be accomplished by one human being with a phone and 5 minutes. Are you kidding me? But no, there's some people that just, they want to do it the other way. So.
Oh, I've got some good news about that as well.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, which I will share with you in the second half by my research.
Okay, fantastic. I can't wait. I guess the other lessons that were learned were, I will say this, part of the reason I agreed to the beta, John, and for all those listening, and this would apply to real estate agents, this applies to John, this applies to everybody. The reason I did the beta, because I'm sitting here griping to all of you about how much time it took me, and I knew it would be time that we didn't have and money I didn't want to pay, and I can go on and on, because it might have been free for the client, but it was not free for me. So why did I do it? Well, I really did think and still think that the conversation around AI, the white hot fire around you say the words AI and you add anything after that, and I think there's marketing value in that. And I learned a long time ago, as much as it might frustrate me, not to fight the forced fire of people's time and attention. Just dive in and see what you can do with it. And that's what I did with this video. And it's proven to be 100% like what I thought it would be. An attention getter, a marketing leader, like a thing that is getting people to respond to me when very little is right now. Like inside the marketing world, all the things I was hoping for was accomplished. And then there's a one thing that I have not yet been able to figure out, John, if it will or won't accomplish me, but I decided I wanted to make sure that inbound REM remained at the forefront of the conversation surrounding AI, even though I have vocally and still think that we don't want to necessarily be an AI agency. However, I do know and made the decision, when you're having the conversation about AI as it relates to real estate marketing, I want to make sure one of the first companies that you think of. So with that, I shifted a lot of my time and attention. And this is one of my first public efforts, this video. The lesson that I learned, it worked. If you can attach something that fascinates people and use AI, right now in this very brief moment in time, you're going to get a lot of attention focused.
Yeah, I think unless you're dealing with that rare agent that really likes to spend time on technology, this is best to leave to a agency, folks. But I've got some good news, which I'm going to share with Robert in the second half. So shall we go for the second half, Robert?
Shall. So ladies and gentlemen, John has been very cagey today about what he's got to share with me. He's got a few different little things apparently to tell me, which I am deeply curious about. Hopefully you are too. Wherever you're watching the show today, help propel us to number 85 by smashing that like button, by telling people about the show. If we help you, if we give you something to think about, if we re-inspire you to tackle your marketing again, anything at all, then do us a favor, show us a little love wherever you're listening to the show. I didn't even know we were being considered as one of the top 100 shows. So I'm going to keep pounding away at that, because now that I know there's a list, I want to be number one. So we're a long ways away from that. But apparently what this platform does is measured by reviews and likes and things like that on wherever it is you guys are listening to this podcast. So yeah, do us a favor. Hit the like button. It matters to us. We'll be right back.
Do you want quality leads from homeowners and buyers right in your own neighborhood? Then you need MailRite. It is a powerful but easy-to-use online marketing system that uses Facebook to generate real estate leads at a fraction of the cost you'd pay from our competition. We stand behind our work with a no-question-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. So don't delay. Get started today. Go to mail-write.com.
Welcome back. It is episode number 473, and we are talking about AI video cloning, something that we at Inbound REM have already done. And the whole first half of the show was talking about that. The second half of the show is all about John's surprises. So, John, I am seatbelted in. Surprise me.
Yeah, I think by watching the videos of other agencies and utilizing the four platforms that we're going to quickly go through, is that you've got to upload about 3 to 5 minutes of video after it's uploaded of the original individual. It can then, depending on the platform, be manipulated in multiple times. So after the initial upload, the next clone video, after you got it into the system, it should be a lot quicker to make another clone video. Right?
Ah, okay. All right.
The other factor of the two main platforms that we're going to discuss that had the most video reviews and had conversations about both of the platforms, they said one of the area where it did fall down, and it's very similar to podcasting and normal video, is audio quality and syncing, the lip syncing. That the two leaders that we're going to discuss by the reviews that I watched, this was a consistent problem. But two of the reviews that I watched, they utilize a third-party audio script, audio sync. And one of the main platforms we're going to discuss enables this third-party system called 11 Labs. Mm-hmm. It utilizes 11 Labs API system. So you can integrate what 11 Labs does with the audio and the syncing with HeyGen in a very automated way. You do have to pay for both platforms, but it makes the sound quality and the lip sync much, much better, and reduces the amount of time that your team are probably having to redo things, based on the videos I watched.
Well, John, all I heard you say is you have cool enough stuff that you've just mentioned that now I need the recording for the show as fast as you can get it to me so that I can send it to my people and just tell them to watch the whole damn thing, because I am terrible at remembering. Well, I need those. This exists, by the way. Everybody,
well, I'll put all the links for for you.
Seven laps, you didn't.
No, I put it in the calendar, updated the calendar. So they're all in the calendar invite. Well, I'll send them again to.
Right. Okay. All right. So, first on the list provided by John with all his copious research skills is Argyle AI, which we did look at and we discarded. I don't know why, though.
It seems I might be totally wrong here. Because the other three, I've done a lot more research on one of them. I've got a lot of experience with, but this one does seem newer on the market. It's got a very polished interface. I presume that your team were a little bit disappointed with the end result. It has a big jump in price. It has a starter price, which they call Classic, which is $39 month to month. But then the pro version is $149 a month. So there seems to be a big jump from their Classic starter to pro. But it did seem, I couldn't find too many reviews on it. I did watch one extensive YouTube review that was very long, and it did look very polished. They didn't really cover the clone, when you upload a bit of video and you clone the individual. They were utilizing, or they were showing, pre-made actors and not an individual, because a lot of these platforms have a library of clone actors. But we're talking about a video of a real estate agent and uploading them and cloning them. But I did get the impression it's one of the newer ones out there. So maybe that, but it looked reasonably polished, but obviously your team were dissatisfied with the output.
For reasons I don't know, because of the, I can tell everybody listening to this right now that Argyle AI already, like, they've done something that a lot of AI companies didn't take the time to do. They either have the best fake avatars, in other words, they're real people doing real things, or they've edited them, they spent a lot of time editing them in such a way that they won't anymore, like, that they won't do it again. But, let's just assume that they are not doing any of that, and that if it's a real product, it's the best looking product that I've seen.
Well, the demo on the website, they've got a video on the front page, the home page of this lady, and she tells you that this is a clone. And it's pretty impressive, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it's really impressive. Like, you found one that's incredibly impressive to sign up with. But here's what I don't like about Argyle AI. Everything that you do on the site to try to figure out if it's real or not drives you into a sign-up form. Then in the sign-up form tells you you get 3 days of this app without paying. And then, of course, they're probably going to ask you for billing information. So what Argyle has done, which leads me to believe it's probably fake, is they've created something that's really sexy, and then hit it, you cannot test the sexy before you pay for it. And then they hit it behind a lockout. Yeah, 99% of the time when I find companies that do that, John, it's because there's something sleazy or scammy on the other end of it. Like, it doesn't work the way it should. So for everybody listening to the show, and I'm not saying that that's true. I don't know. I don't know what's going on with Argyle. I just know what I just tried to do, and I am highly suspicious of locked out. If any of the listeners of the show want to, like, feel like taking a risk and putting in some payment information and trying the tool and want to send John and I a review, I'm just going to use my email because it's easier. Just send it to robert@inboundram.com. I will be happy to. I would love to take a look at it. I just don't want to pay for it.
Yeah. On to the next one.
Yeah, Synthesia.io, Synthesia.io. So starter price, $29, $89 per month with a greater membership. Tell us what your research How you felt about it, John?
Yeah, it seemed to be one of the leaders, apart from the last one we're going to talk about, which I added, which might not be in your show notes, but it's the one that you chose. But of the two, it seems to be one of the leaders. The reviews I watched that were comparing the two, the other one was HeyGen, is that they were saying that this, if you're a team, not an individual or a small agency, but you're a larger team, this might be the better choice. Because it's got more team features than what HeyGel. Like if you've got a group of people working on a project, the output, they said most of the reviews, and I'm just going by my memory, that HeyGen was slightly better. But they also, they said that the HeyGen kind of put more natural movements into the video. Because what one of the great things is when they were first, these solutions were first brought out, you had a very static head, a very static body. But especially with HeyGen, you get much more natural movement, which you're not having to tell it to do. So it looks like the person leans in and out and moves the head, moves the body. But one of the good things that it provides a more library where you take the clone and you could swap the clothing. You could like change the clothing from one video to the other instantaneously, which HeyGel doesn't offer you, or doesn't offer you so many options, where the other one, the Symphonist, it gives you a whole library where you can swap out the clothing of the video. It's really quite amazing, really.
And it is all these tools, whether it's Synthesia or HeyGen, are amazing. Now, I, at a very top level, did a little bit of recommending on these tools. And then what I did is I had my team do the deep dive, go down the well. In specific, I have one guy who's very dedicated and determined. His name is Jed. He can learn pretty much anything if he really focuses. And he's the one who made the decision. But I know the guy. One of the reasons I love him is because he's cheap as hell. So if there's the slightest price difference, like 50 cents, like between one product and another, he's going to go with the one that's 50%.
Well, the HeyGen is a lot more, it's a much more competitive price. Shall we go on to the next one, which is, I've got some real insights about the
next
one.
Yeah, please do it. Let's do it.
Yeah, like I was telling, about a year ago, I bought a AppSumo deal, folks. AppSumo offers some lifetime deals. And this one came up because I was looking to do a B2Business campaign through LinkedIn. And I had exported a number of contacts in LinkedIn, and I was going to send them an email, and the email was going to be a video, and like what BombBomb offers, but I was wanting to do it on scale. I had a couple of thousand people that I wanted to do not a cold email, because they had contact, they had agreed contact through LinkedIn, and some of them I had conversations with. But I wanted to send the email with the video, and the video for me to name them by first name. And BeHuman had a system where you could import a list of emails and it would send them as batches, and it would sync the video so it would replace the first name. All right. So, hello there, Kevin. And the next one, hello, Bill. Hello, Robert.
Sure.
It's just amazing. And I was really up for it, and I spent time, and it never worked. It never worked correctly. And the support I got from this bloody company was some of the most atrocious support that I've ever got from a startup. I actually got to the stage, I got so worked up about it, the amount of time they said they would come back and help me, they would email me back, blah, 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 and they never did. And I had constant Zooms with them and they said, oh, they're fixing it, and they never bloody did. I actually emailed the founder, the CEO of this company, and I had an exchange of emails with him, and they never bloody sorted the thing out. So I've given it up on it, but it looks like they've continued, and it does look like by the website that they have expanded it, and they're still offering this LinkedIn feature. So I might, and I've got my AppSumo for life, and they seem to still be honouring it. So I might give it another quick go. But the good news is there's some other players, because they were first to market with this feature, and they did get a big response through their AppSumo deal. But I just got disheartened with them. And like I say, it's the worst experience. I actually even, and it's very rare for me to do this, Rob, because AppSumo, I know the name of the game, you're getting it at a high discount, and they don't promise that things will work out. That's part of the deal. But I actually even complained about these people to AppSumo. And the funny thing, AppSumo didn't listen, because they allowed them to do a second run at it. So they didn't care either. But I complained to AppSumo about these people, because I actually told the CEO, the founder, that I thought that this was on the verge of a ripoff. I said, this is, you are really in a sticky grey area here, because this thing doesn't work at all. And he palmed me off with some generalities and said they were working on it. And they, let's hope they've fixed it, because I'm going to have, but like I say, there are some alternatives now that don't do what BeHuman is doing, right?
Absolutely. Just give me a second. So sorry.
Shall I go on to the next one?
Oh, yeah.
So the next one is Heygen, which seems to be the one that Robert and his team chose. And compared to Synthesis, it's a lot cheaper. It's the creator plan. They've got a free plan to start off with.
I have absolutely no doubt that Jed used a free plan.
Yeah.
Telling you, John, this is the cheapest human I've ever met.
Yeah. Well, and it's not crippled by the look of it. It's token-based. So you get and then the creator is $29, and then the team is $39. So these are very affordable prices. And I think if you're a smaller agency or a one-off real estate agent, this is the platform to go with. And it really seems to do a good job. Like I said before, the only problem is the sound quality and the mouth syncing. It's not bad, but if you can afford to link it with 11 labs, it's going to be a quicker process, and the results are much better if you allow this 11 labs to work with Heygen.
So, ladies and gentlemen, this has been my experience in general. I've now done deep dives in Gumloop, Manus, and many other of the top super sexy, hot, fire, rot, like white fire hot AI apps that are out there. And what is John is saying about this particular application is similar to everything I'm finding. Yeah, there's some cool things. You're going to have to spend a while getting good at building processes, looping them in, layering them, which is what John's talking about doing right now. And there's nothing wrong with it. As a matter of fact, sooner than later, all of this stuff won't be necessary. And what AI can do to make yourself familiar with it and to understand it is probably good for any business owner or service provider that's been at it for a little while, because either one, you can save yourself a lot of time, energy, or money, or two, expand and increase your efforts a tremendous amount by getting AI familiarity early and doing things like automating your marketing, automating your email, automating your monthly market report. These are all things you can do completely. And I mean completely. I'm talking about automating not merely the fact that you're doing one, but the like the video, all of it. You could automate the whole damn thing, including a clone of yourself doing the update. The only thing that you're going to have to do, ladies and gentlemen, is still be an editor for your own stuff. But the level of time that you should be able to save is 75%, I estimate. John, this has been a fascinating show. Thank you so much and there's a whole bunch of, for those listening to the show, John has included a lot. This is one of those shows. You got to go to the Mail-Right website, look up the podcasts, and look up the show notes for episode number 473, because he has got, a lot, 5 to 10 different links in this particular set of show notes. So if you want to know all the support sites that he looked at and you really want to know what we were using as footprints for this episode, you've got to go to the show notes, take a look at them. John, how would you like people to reach out to you if they have questions about the show, your service, anything?
Yeah, thanks for that, Rob. Go to the mail-right.com website. We've done some massive improvements to the system. We've broken up different elements into separate product lines so we could reduce the price of the main product to a very competitive $49. And we've actually massively recently improved the product. And go to the mail-right.com website, have a look at what we got to offer, the features and everything, and then book a free chat and demo with me. I'm pretty sure you're going to be blown away. Back over to you, Robert.
Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you that may not have known me this whole time on the podcast, I'm historically been known as a real estate SEO guy. But truthfully, I'm a lifetime sales and marketing guy. I've done a lot of big and impressive things with my career, a lot of them in traditional marketing, now in digital marketing. And if you want to learn more about me or find out the over 100 pages of dedicated materials, the 8 ebooks at this point that I've written, all on digital marketing, all for free, they're all on my website, inboundrem.com. And you can go to the services or about page and you can find out everything you need to know about us and our product. We have got something super exciting coming up in a couple months that I've been working on for 2 years. So please stay looped into the show. I promise you it will be worth your time.